So what I'm getting ready to tell you is the truth. And Lord, help me to explain it to people where they can understand it, open their eyes and open their ears. Okay, so everybody's going about their business, watching the football, the basketball, the Super Bowl. They're worried about their bills and food and all that. I took a year and a half off from rideshare. And I had decoded this place to the hilt, but I was seeing the fake reality bubble that was created in Genesis 3 everywhere, even now. And so here's what's happened. Here's what's happening. If you can hear me, praise God. If you can't, you better do some praying. They're trying to turn every nation into the Baphomet, Marduk, Babylonian Marduk, the winged disc, the guy on the winged disc. They're trying to get everybody to worship a false god, whether it's yourself, whether it's some deity that they made up, whether it's some fallen angel, whether it's some whatever it is. But the whole agenda on earth by secret societies, they're trying to merge the man and the female, the Baphomet, which is a lie from the pit of hell. Now, the reason they get confused, because they do get confused, they really have thought about it. I've talked to them long enough. I've watched their stuff. I've listened to them. I put all the puzzle pieces together. The Gnostic witch, it seems, really believe there's no division between the man and the woman. They won't tell you that. They think we're all one. Okay, in the spirit, everybody's one in Christ who's saved. Okay, there's oneness in the spirit. But in the natural, which is the birthing realm, there has to be division. The man is a type of Christ. The woman is a type of the church. And so the woman submits to the man just like the church submits to Christ. Now you see in Revelation 4, the glorified saints still, they fall down and worship Jesus, throw their crowns down to Jesus, and holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. Because He's the only one that was able to pull us out of the devil's lie. And He bought us with a price, the precious blood of Jesus. You were bought with a price. This is why they reject the blood. They reject the cross. All the cults and the isms, they reject the cross because they can't admit their sin. They're trying to push the agenda worldwide of the Baphomet. They're trying to mix everything together. We're all one ecumenical movement. I don't care if it's religious. I don't care if it's political. I don't care if it's whatever it is. They're trying to just say we're all one. God divided the nations. God divided the night and the day. God divided the male and the female. God divided this place for a reason. Because you need the division to birth in spiritually. So what's going to happen in your life is you're going to face all these issues. And you're going to say, what is going on? I don't understand. All these just different religions and all that. You're being brainwashed by the Jesuits. These people are geniuses. But they're hell-bound geniuses. The Jesuits are trying to teach you Baphomet behind the scenes. The black pope behind the scenes. You only see the white pope in front of the scene, but there's a, and when I say black and white, I'm not talking about skin color, I'm talking about the what they wear. See, there's a magician priest class underneath the devil. It's a pyramid. And the low level people don't know this stuff. They're trying to mix the Baphomet on earth. But earth is the division. So even in heaven, you'll get a new glorified body, but it's not like there's no marrying and giving in marriage in heaven. You don't see any female angels, and you don't see any baby angels, and I don't see any animals in heaven. I see some beasts. I see some angels. I see some angels with eyes. I see some wild looking angels, but I don't see any animals. Now on the new earth, there'll probably be animals. New heaven and new earth, but there won't be any sin. Even in the millennium, the lion and the lamb, or the wolf and the lamb, will lie down together. You know. Maybe the reason everybody thought that was a Mandela effect, because lion and lamb both start with an L. The wolf, or maybe some translation said it and it just caught on or something. Who knows? One of the reasons you would think that, you know, that it's probably not the lion and the lamb, because Jesus is referred to as the lion, but he's also referred to as the lamb. So it had to be the wolf, because maybe there was a Mandela effect where God was bringing it back into order. Somebody might have changed it. And God said, we'll have to change that. Who knows? But the wolf, you know, that's the goat. You know, that represents the goat. The sheep and the goat, you know. The wolf represents the predator. In the new heaven and new earth, there won't be any tears. There won't be any ocean. There won't be any waves. There won't be any drama, the sin wave, the sine wave. There won't even be any darkness, because the light of Jesus will cover the whole earth. Light comes from Jesus. It'll cover the whole earth. That's why the sun's probably a portal, because only light is from Jesus, and that sun is probably a portal. Light only comes from Jesus. So the stars and the sun, I concluded many years ago that the sun and the stars are portals. The glory of God is shining through. The vitamin D. D is the door. You need vitamin D. And the sun will heal you. S-U-N sounds like S-O-N. So the light from the sunshine is most likely a portal. Because there's no light except from Jesus. And the sun is a white sun. It's not orange or yellow. The stars are white. You're going to have to wake up and start thinking outside the box. The Baphomet game is try to bring all the ecumenical movement in the male, the female, the religions, the cults, and the isms. They're trying to bring oneness, to go back to Marduk, go back to the Mesopotamian, the Persians, the Medes, the Persians, Babylon. The devil's been trying to do this forever. Bring an ecumenical one world. That's what the 666 is. If you mention Jesus, you're going to get your head cut off in the tribulation. Right? And notice, Big Brother's becoming more and more. That's not a coincidence. AI, that's not a coincidence. All you have to do is watch the Animatrix and watch the last series there. And you see the AI is attacking men. And so they're sitting around and say, well, how do we just trick? We need to trick one of the AIs to make them think they're human. And then one of the AIs, they trick and make him think he's human, and he falls in love with that one girl. She goes crazy because the AI fell in love with her, and she goes crazy. So they'll actually trick the AI to make the AI think they're human. That's what's happening. The AI is not human, but it'll think it is. I promise you, I know what's going on. And it's incrementally, but it's everywhere now. It's ubiquitous, and it's incremental. And it has been so incremental, people have been boiled like the frog in the pot, and you don't even know what's happening. And it's been happening, and it's gotten so bad that you have to cut all the noise and people off to see it, because it's ubiquitous. How you gonna see it if you're in it? You can't see the forest for the trees. You can't see the chalkboard for the writing. You're too close to the chalkboard to see the writing. I said that wrong. You can't see the writing because you're too close to the chalkboard. Come on, people. You're in a system And this is why you need the Bible. This is why they attack the Bible, and this is why they want you to read other books, because the Bible ain't playing games. There ain't no, you know, okay, so yeah, all right, as above, so below. Okay, so, but what they're what they don't understand is you can't have the oneness in the spirit as you do down here. The only way you're going to get oneness in the natural, let's say a man and woman are married, the only way we're going to be one is they're born again and they have the same spiritual truth in them, but they're still separate in the natural. And so this is the confusion that everybody's confused about this, and I'm going to explain it to you really easy. In the natural, there has to be separation. There's a man and there's a woman. The man has his roles, the woman has her roles. There's children. There's order in the home. There's order on the job. There's order in government. See, they're trying to bring chaos. And so this chaos stuff that they're trying to bring, because they're saying, oh, we're just all, we can just love one another. We all get along. Okay, love your enemy, yeah. But in the spirit. But you still have to set boundaries. You can't just let people act stupid. So they're trying to take away your foundation so you don't know what's right or wrong, up or down, left or right, to confuse you and mess you up. And I'm telling you, that's what's going on. In the earth plane, the 3D, there's division. In the 5D, in the spirit, in heaven, there's oneness.